First Presidency Message, The Wondrous and True Story of Christmas, by President Gordon B. Hinckley. What a glorious season is this time of Christmas. Hearts are softened. Voices are raised in worship. Kindness and mercy are re-enthroned as elements in our lives. There is an accelerated reaching out to those in distress. There is an aura of peace that comes into our homes. There is a measure of love that is not felt to the same extent at any other time of the year. With you I have sung, as others have sung for almost three centuries, the words of Isaac Watts set to the music of George Friedrich Handel. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room, and saints and angels sing. Rejoice, rejoice in the Most High, while Israel spreads abroad, like stars that glitter in the sky, and ever worship God. Hymns number 201. My heart is subdued when I think of the great love of my Heavenly Father. How grateful I am to know that God loves us. The incomprehensible depth of that love found expression in the gift of His only begotten Son, to come into the world to bring hope into our hearts, to bring kindness and courtesy into our relationships, and above all, to save us from our sins and guide us on the way that leads to eternal life. Marvelous is the chronicle that began with the singing of angels at Bethlehem and ended on Golgotha's cruel cross. There is no other life to compare with His life. He was the one perfect man to walk the earth, the paragon of excellence, the singular example of perfection. I sense in a measure the meaning of His atonement. I cannot comprehend it all. It is so vast in its reach, and yet so intimate in its effect that it defies comprehension. O eloquent, grand, and mighty death, said Sir Walter Raleigh as he was about to die in the Tower of London. I remember speaking at a funeral service of a good man, a friend whose goodness caused me to reach a little higher. Through the years I had known his smiles, his kind words, the play of his brilliant intellect, the great breadth of his service to others, and then he who had been so bright and good suddenly died. I looked upon his lifeless form. There was neither recognition nor motion nor word of any kind. With such stern finality, the mantle of the reaper had quickly enfolded him and made him so different. I looked up at his weeping widow and children. They knew as I knew that never again in mortality would they hear his voice. But a tender sweetness, indescribable in nature, brought peace and reassurance. It seemed to say, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46, verse 10. It seemed further to say, "Don't worry, all of this is part of my plan. None can escape death. Even my beloved Son died upon the cross. But through so doing, He became the glorious first fruits of the resurrection. He took from death its sting, and from the grave its victory." I could hear in my mind the Lord speaking to the sorrowing Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. When all is said and done, when all of history is examined, when the deepest depths of the human mind have been explored, nothing is so wonderful, so majestic, so tremendous as this act of grace, when the Son of the Almighty, the Prince of His Father's royal household, He who had once spoken as Jehovah, He who had condescended to come to earth as a babe born in Bethlehem, gave His life in ignominy and pain so that all of the sons and daughters of God, of all generations of time, every one of whom must die, might walk again and live eternally. He did for us what none of us could do for ourselves. I have a simple story I would like to recount. It is something of a parable. I do not have the name of the author. Perhaps it will have special interest for our children. I hope it will be a reminder for all. Years ago, there was a little one-room schoolhouse in the mountains of Virginia where the boys were so rough that no teacher had been able to handle them. A young, inexperienced teacher applied, and the old director scanned him and asked, "Young fellow, do you know that you are asking for an awful beating?" Every teacher that we have had here for years has had to take one. I will risk it, he replied. The first day of school came, and the teacher appeared for duty. One big fellow named Tom whispered, I won't need any help with this one. I can lick him myself. The teacher said, Good morning, boys. We have come to conduct school. They yelled and made fun at the top of their voices. Now, I want a good school, but I confess that I do not know how unless you help me. Suppose we have a few rules. You tell me, and I will write them on the blackboard. One fellow yelled, No stealing. Another yelled, On time. Finally, 10 rules appeared on the blackboard. Now, said the teacher, a law is not good unless there is a penalty attached. What shall we do with one who breaks the rules? Beat him across the back 10 times without his coat on, came the response from the class. That is pretty severe, boys. Are you sure that you're ready to stand by it? Another yelled, I second the motion. And the teacher said, All right, we will live by them. Class, come to order. In a day or so, Big Tom found that his lunch had been stolen. The thief was located, a little hungry fellow about 10 years old. We have found the thief, and he must be punished according to your rule. 10 stripes across the back. Jim, come up here, the teacher said. The little fellow, trembling, came up slowly with a big coat fastened up to his neck and pleaded, Teacher, you can lick me as hard as you like, but please don't take my coat off. Take your coat off, the teacher said. You help make the rules. Oh, teacher, don't make me. He began to unbutton, and what did the teacher see? The boy had no shirt on, and revealed a bony little crippled body. How can I whip this child, he thought. But I must do something if I am to keep this school. Everything was quiet as death. How come you aren't wearing a shirt, Jim? He replied, My father died, and my mother is very poor. I have only one shirt, and she is washing it today, and I wore my big brother's coat to keep me warm. The teacher with rod in hand hesitated. Just then, Big Tom jumped to his feet and said, Teacher, if you don't object, I will take Jim's licking for him. Very well, there is a certain law that one can become a substitute for another. Are you all agreed? Off came Tom's coat, and after 5 strokes, the rod broke. The teacher bowed his head in his hands and thought, How can I finish this awful task? Then he heard the class sobbing, and what did he see? Little Jim had reached up and caught Tom with both arms around his neck. Tom, I'm sorry that I stole your lunch, but I was awfully hungry. Tom, I will love you till I die for taking my licking for me. Yes, I will love you forever. To lift a phrase from the simple story, Jesus, my Redeemer, has taken my licking for me and yours for you. Declared the prophet Isaiah, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 through 5. This is the wondrous and true story of Christmas. The birth of Jesus in Bethlehem of Judea is preface. The 3-year ministry of the Master is prologue. The magnificent substance of the story is his sacrifice. The totally selfless act of dying in pain on the cross of Calvary to atone for the sins of all of us. The epilogue is the miracle of the resurrection, bringing the assurance that as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. There would be no Christmas if there had not been Easter. The babe Jesus of Bethlehem would be but another baby without the redeeming Christ of Gethsemane and Calvary and the triumphant fact of the resurrection. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the eternal living God. None so great as ever walked the earth. None other has made a comparable sacrifice or granted a comparable blessing. He is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. I believe in Him. I declare His divinity without equivocation or compromise. I love Him. I speak His name in reverence and wonder. I worship Him as I worship His Father in spirit and in truth. I thank Him and kneel before His beloved Son, who reached out long ago and said to each of us, Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. For each of you, may this be a Merry Christmas. But more importantly, I wish for each of you a time, perhaps only an hour, spent in silent meditation and quiet reflection on the wonder and the majesty of this, the Son of God. Our joy at this season is because He came into the world. The peace that comes from Him, His infinite love, which each of us may feel, and an overwhelming sense of gratitude for that which He freely gave us at so great a cost to Himself. These are of the true essence of Christmas. Ideas for home teachers. Some points of emphasis. You may wish to make these points in your home teaching discussions. 1. The great depth of our Father in Heaven's love for us is shown in the gift of His only begotten Son, who was sent to bring hope into our hearts. 2. Nothing is so wonderful, so majestic, so tremendous as the Lord's great act of atonement, wherein He suffered that we might be resurrected and live eternally. 3. Our joy at this wonderful season is because He came into the world and offers us His peace and infinite love. Discussion helps. 1. Relate your feelings about the impact for us of the Savior's life, teachings, and atonement. 2. Are there some scriptures or quotations in this article that the family might read aloud and discuss? 3. Would this discussion be better after a pre-visit chat with the head of the house? Is there a message from the bishop or quorum leader? End of the First Presidency Message, The Wondrous and True Story of Christmas, by President Gordon B. Hinckley.